Do you think that civilization would be able to hold together in the event of a near future world disaster?
Yeah, so that's a, I mean, that's a great question, and I guess we're going to find out. With all of the disasters that are going on today, I think, number one, they're fairly localized in the sense that a disaster that's occurring in Texas or in California might not be felt, you know, on the East Coast and then vice versa. But I think the question is really a local question. I think it's a matter of whether our communities can hold together and not come at that sort of situation with fear and with a sense of the other trying to hurt us, trying to steal what we have, but rather banding together as a sort of mutual aid society or a community that can help each other. And frankly, I think that is typically what happens when disasters hit. There are great books about this. Rebecca Solnit's book, A Paradise Built in Hell, is a great one that talks about real world disasters over the last 100 years and how communities have really pulled together and been very, very collaborative and you know, constructive during these periods of destruction. And so that's my hope, is that that's what's going to happen. I think that's what the book is largely about. Of course, you know, the opposite side of that coin is, you know, militarization of the border and what we're seeing right now on the border with the migrant caravan. And when people, you know, come at this situation of disasters with only fear and protectionism, I think that's the worst case scenario of what we could have. But I'm hoping for the best.